Blog Talk Radio.
Ice tea, stone cold. Calling on everyone to turn to cold washing with Tide.
Hello, my name is Ice T. Can you spare a few seconds to learn about cold water washing with Tide?
Hi, my name is Steve. Did you know washing in cold can save you $100 a year on your energy bill?
Why wouldn't you turn to cold? It helps the environment.
What? Because Stone Cold said so. Plus, Tide cleans great in cold.
This was a cold call.
Hello, this is Vanilla. Vanilla Ice.
Ice, Ice, baby.
This is a cold call.
I'm busy.
Stop. Collaborate.
And listen.
All right, I'm listening.
We're on a mission to get everyone to turn to cold washing with Tide.
Tide cleans better in cold than the bargain brand in hot.
It saves you $100 a year on your energy bill.
If hot's a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Word to your mother.
Word to your mother.
You know his mother?
This was a cold call.
Mr. T here.
Mr. T.
This is a cold call.
Yeah, what y'all want?
Will you turn to cold washing with Tide?
Quit your jibber-jabber. Tide cleans better in cold than the bargain brand in hot.
So Mr. T can wash his Hanes teas in cold.
You can save up to $100 on your energy bill.
Mr. T will turn to cold, and so will this fool.
I turn to cold.
You know, technically, you're Mr. T.
Technically, Steve.
This was a cold call.
This is Annie.
Annie Murphy. We're calling to get you to turn to cold washing with Tide.
Unsubscribe.
Wait. This helps the environment.
And saves you money.
Oh, the environment. Yeah. With the trees and the shrubs. How much money?
$100 a year on your energy bill. It's like getting paid for doing nothing.
I will take that money for the environment.
This was a cold call.
Hello.
Hello, Mark Messier.
It's Messier.
Mark. Messier.
Mess-C-A.
This is a cold call.
Calling to get you to turn to cold washing with Tide.
Yeah, guys, I've been doing it for years.
Really?
Saves me $100 a year on my energy bill. Plus, Tide cleans great and cold.
Tell me more.
Washing in cold helps the environment.
Hey, how would you like a job at a call center, my man?
Absolutely not.
This was a cold call.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop? I spit it through the wire, man. Too much stuff on my heart right now, man. I gladly risk it all right now. It's a life or death situation, man. Y'all don't really understand how I feel right now, man. It's your boy Kanye Titta. Shot-town, what's going on?
Yeah, I drink a boost for breakfast, the ensure for dessert. Somebody order pancakes, I just dip the scissor. That right there could drive a sane man bizzer. Not to worry, Mr. Ace of the Illos back to wizard.
How do you console my mom?
Or give her life support, telling her son's on life support. And just imagine how my girl feel on the plane, scared as hell that a guy looked like Emmett Till. She was with me before the deal, she been trying to be mine. She a Delta, so she been throwing that dynasty sign. No use me trying to be lying, I've been trying to be signed. Trying to be a millionaire, how I use two lifelines. In the same hospital with Biggie Small died. The doctor said I had blood clots, but I ain't Jamaican, man. Story on MTV and I ain't trying to make a band. I swear this right here, history in the making, man.
I really apologize to everyone right now, if it's unclear at all, man. They got my mouth wired shut for like, I don't know, the doctor said like 6 weeks. You know, I had reconstructive surgery on my jaw. I looked in the mirror, half of my jaw was in the back of my mouth, man. I couldn't believe it. And I'm still here for y'all right now, man. This is what I got to say right here, though.
Yeah, turn me up, yeah, what if somebody from the shadow was ill? Got a deal on the hottest rap label around. But he wasn't talking about coke and birds, it was more like spoken word. Except he's really putting it down. And he explained the story about how blacks came from glory and what we need to do in a game. Good tool, bad night, right place, wrong time. In the blink of an eye, his whole life changed. If you could feel how my face felt, you would know how Mace felt. Thank God I ain't too cool for the safe belt. I swear to God, driver 212. I got a lawyer for the case to keep us in my safe. My dogs couldn't tell if I looked like Tom Cruise on Vanilla Sky. It was televised. It's been an accident like Geico. They thought I was burned up like Pepsi did Michael. I must got an angel, cause look how death missed it. Unbreakable, what you thought they call me, Mr. Glass? Look back on my life like the ghost of Christmas past. Toys R Us where I used to spend that Christmas cash. And I still won't grow up, I'm a grown kid. Swear I should be locked up for stupid shit that I did. But I'm a champion, so I turn tragedy to triumph. Make music that's fire, spit my soul through the wire.
You know what I'm saying? When the doctor told me I had I was gonna have to have a plate in my chin. I said, dog, don't you realize I'll never make it on a plane now? It's bad enough I got all this jewelry on. She can't be serious, man.
Is a product of WBNN. This is Eating on a Spiritual Level with Chef Yosef. Welcome. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Good evening and welcome to the show. This is Chef Yosef and you're listening to Eating on a Spiritual Level. Very excited to have the guest that I have tonight on this broadcast. I'm going to get right into it. Just give you a short intro. Her name is Dr. Melanie Stevenson, and she is the wife of now ancestor Dr. Laila Africa, who was world-renowned as a naturopath and holistic practitioner. He wrote many books on melanin, Nutricide and African holistic health, and she is definitely carrying the torch and continuing his work as well as her own work. Just have a brief description on her bio that she has 12 years of experience as a holistic practitioner and health sciences, spirituality and arts. She has a wide variety of licenses and brings a passionate, uplifting energy in her lectures and practices. She wears so many hats. She's a holistic practitioner. She's a licensed acupuncturist. She's a licensed esthetician, a licensed massage therapist, a spiritual counselor, licensed premarital counselor, and a grieving therapist, and a medical astrologist. So whatever you're looking for and whatever you probably have not experienced by way of getting medical service or medical treatment, Dr. Stevenson, I'm pretty sure, could give you a whole different perspective and help you understand your health better. We're going to have a conversation with her tonight based on eating on a spiritual level as well as eating our way out of disease. Dr. Stevenson, are you on the line?
Greetings, Joseph. Thank you so much for having me here, Chef.
Absolutely. I am so honored that you accepted this invitation and that you agreed to be on the show. I'm very excited. And you have the floor. Get right into it. Talk about whatever it is you want to talk about based on this subject of eating away from disease. And we have Brother O that's going to play us a couple of songs throughout the broadcast, but I'll alert you to when that's coming on. But we'll continue the conversation, and we'll take questions towards the end. So first, let's start off. How are you tonight?
You know what? You found me well. You know, I'm connected to my brothers and sisters, and you guys are like a lifeline. You know, you give me energy. So I'm doing very well. And how are you?
I am very well. All is well. I'm grateful and very excited to have you on broadcast. Now, I'm just looking at your bio here. You do a lot of stuff.
I do a little.
Oh, come on now. Don't be modest. You have some practices here that I'm sure a lot of people on the broadcast and in the audience haven't even heard of. And, I mean, they probably heard of it in very unconventional manners. But, you know, talk about being a holistic practitioner first, because you also have a medical background as well. Is that true?
That is true. I'm licensed by the Ohio State Medical Board. I started, and my license is a massage therapist, but we had to learn so much. We're actually limited practitioners. Our license is limited practitioners, but my area of expertise is massage therapy, so I know the human body and how it functions. I would just like to say that I can't give credit to that, because it was not until my husband, Dr. Laila Estes, came into my life that I really understood how to body function. Could not believe that, you know, you get all of this traditional training and you think that you're equipped, but then when you have to go out there to actually do it, how many spaces is in, you know, your unawareness? And so I thought I knew how to liver function until I met Dr. Africa, and he just made
right.
it, just, it made sense. It made
sure.
sense. So I am now carrying on his legacy, which I call the Dr. Laila Africa Method, because he left us a powerhouse of information so that we can be empowered to be able to heal ourselves.
Yes, and I got to tell you, I first came in contact with knowing about him about almost 16 years ago, maybe 16 years ago. I'm not sure exactly, but I was at a hair supply store, and there was a brother outside selling books on a table, and I was just kind of intrigued by some of the titles he had, and I think I was going to buy something, and I said, oh, I'm just going to pick up this one book. He said, well, hold on, brother, let me give you something that, you know, take with you, and, you know, I want you to read it and tell me how, you know, how it affects you. And he gave me Dr. Africa's book, Nutricide. And that alone is a page turner, but it made me mad, because I was like, I have to unlearn everything that I thought I knew about health and nutrition and everything, because let me tell you something, Dr. Africa's information will totally disrupt whatever studies you have or that you think you know. In regards to health and nutrition, I read that and I could not stop reading it. I kept reading it until I was finished. But after a while, I was like, you know what? After reading this, I can't stay in the same place. I had to begin to change my life. And it led me on a path. I was on a journey from that point on.
But you understand when I say you can get education, but there are levels and understandings. You have to unlearn and relearn a lot of things that we were taught.
Oh,
and
he
was definitely the light of my path. So I'm so excited, because guess what? With you being a vegan chef, having your restaurant and the things that you're doing, that's the gateway to health. You are the gateway.
Yes.
What you're doing is the gateway. And what we need to understand is every day you work on your health by what you put on your plate. And what you have on your plate, it's like having church. You're having communion, you know, with the foods. And you're connecting with the vibration of the foods. And so you're asking those foods, when they come into the body, that they do their work, that they heal the body and keep the body into harmony. And we're so far away from that. And we have to go back to the basics. You know, we just use food as an extracurricular activity, which is so much more than that.
Let me ask you, Dr. Stevenson, why do you think it is that we like to hold on to very bad habits that, you know, are kind of held to our traditions? And, you know, we know that they're bad for us. We know that they're causing our health issues, but why do you think it is we like to hold on to that?
Well, as my husband, Dr. F, you logically understand that drinking coffee or eating white refined sugars are damaging to your body, and you still tend to do that. You still lean towards doing that. then it is not a mental problem. It is an emotional problem. And we use food to soothe our emotions.
Wow.
So that's why when you do holistic, when you're doing holistic medicine, you're looking at the emotion. You're looking at the mind, body, and the spirit. They cannot be separated. So you have to go through and just somebody, you know, you have some people that just, I got to have something I can crunch on. You know, they want that crunchiness inside of them because they have so much tension built up inside of their body that the crunch, the body says, okay, well, this particular thing right here, which is the potato chip, because that's all the person has exposed themselves to, you understand? Mm-hmm. This is what's going to make me feel a little bit better. So we have a very large emotional component to what we eat and how we eat.
Wow. And I think some of it relates to being connected to relatives that have possibly passed on or transitioned.
Correct.
And
grandma used to make it like that.
Yeah.
So there you go.
It was good enough for her, so why can't I eat it?
To that point, Chef, this is what we then have an issue with. We have an issue that grandma made her food a certain way, and grandma had high blood pressure. Grandma had diabetes. Now I have high blood pressure and diabetes. And they say, you know what, this is hereditary. And hereditary in that sense is that you do the same thing that grandma and granddad did, auntie and uncle did. You carried on their same habits. And because you fix the food the same way, whatever dispositions that they had, you're going to be susceptible to that. And we just don't make the connection all the time.
That's true. That's very true. And, you know, that's one of the statements I absolutely loathe when people say, well, it runs in my family. No, bad habits run in your family. And you perpetuate those bad habits by continuing to eat the same things and knowing that, you know, it provided that amount of disease or discomfort to the body, and you continue to do it because you think that you just have to die from something. Why not live from something? Why not live from changing your habits or live from changing the paradigm or shifting the paradigm to, you know, creating a whole new dynamic and say, well, you know what? All the generations prior to me ate this way and they died from this. I'm going to be the generation or the progenitor that starts something totally different and lives longer because I don't eat that way.
That's correct. And you also want to have the quality of life. You know, some people are like, I want to live till I'm 90, and it's good, but what's the quality of your living? And so I want to have the quality of life, however long or short that it is. I want to be able to enjoy the life that I do have and not have to, you know, be sick. You understand? I'm very much so close to that subject because, you know, my mom has had a stroke and an aneurysm, and she's been paralyzed for 24 years, okay? He's here, but you know, the quality of life.
Wow. 24 years.
My mom has had a stroke 24 years. And the herb that kept her here, that's the funny part. I mean, it's not funny, but I'm saying the ironic part is that when she started actually eat correct foods, which, of course, I had a lot to do with that because she couldn't make them herself, and she takes all the supplementation and all the herbs. My mother, the doctor told me I might go before her because she's so vibrant now. You get what I'm saying? So
oh
we could
goodness.
Just catch
wow.
a hold of that before any of this happens to us. We can get that quality of life that we're looking for.
Yes. Now, let me ask you, you said something earlier about the emotional attachment that people have to, like, the bad foods or foods that cause the disease. How can we change or shift that level of emotion to where we release that attachment?
Standing, what happens when you do what you're doing and you make a conscious decision of whether or not you're going to do that to yourself? So say, for instance, we know that white refined sugar takes the moisture out of the blood. We know it makes the blood thick. We know that when it gets behind eyes, it takes the moisture out of eyes, which gives you eye strain. It can give you baldness. So then when somebody offers you or you're in a store and you see that sweet, white, refined sugar and your emotions feel like, you know, ooh, that would be so good if I ate that. You know how that connection that you get, you have to bring intellect and strength, and you have to be knowledge to it and say, no, I'm not going to eat that. I'm going to get something that is healthier that's going to help build my body and not break it down. So these are all conscious decisions, and you got to bring education to it. We have to understand how we got where we're at. You understand? When you understand where you're at, then you can understand where you're going, and you have to know where you came from dietarily. So we came behind the eight ball. We came from slavery. We had to eat scraps. We had to make the best out of absolutely, you know, the scraps that was left for the slaves. But the difference is, and I have a lot of people say, well, you know what? I don't know why we can't eat meat and why we can't do, you know, eat these like ham and stuff like this. Our ancestors ate it. They worked their tail off. They had to be up before the sun.
16, 18 hours a day.
There you go. And so they, of course, they didn't have a choice. No, they didn't. But the amount of exercise that they got in a day, they burnt a lot of their foods off. We're sitting behind desks. We're driving cars. You know, we're just more a little bit more sedentary. So we don't have the grace that they had. So that's why I say, you know what, you bless them and you don't shame them. And you say, you know what, they had to do what they had to do. Now, what do you have to do? Because we're in a different time. We have a different set of circumstances. And so we have to change our way of eating.
That's very true. Wow. Now, you got my attention now because you said something about white refined sugar, how it takes the moisture out of the blood. Please elaborate on that because I didn't know that.
Yeah, so this is sugar and salt, okay? So
sugar and
salt, they rob. They're robbers. Wherever sugar and salt goes, they demand moisture. You can think about the days when you used to have salt inside your foods, and when you ate something salty, what's the first thing you wanted to do after that?
Have something sweet.
Sweet.
Have something to drink, I mean. Yeah.
There you go.
I know. Yeah.
It quenches your thirst. So when you're eating it, when it goes inside the body has a thirst now. So that salt that's floating in the bloodstream, as it's going in the bloodstream, everywhere it goes, it's requiring moisture. So then it starts to dry out every place that salt gets exposed to. We have people that's putting salt in their food every single day. And then if you're eating out into like these fast food places, you don't know what they're putting in the food. So as the sugar and the salt goes, I'm sorry?
I said they're adding so much. They have so many additives in the food when you go out.
That is correct. And so now an accumulation of sugar and salt in the system, once it gets in the bloodstream and it goes by your bones, it's going to demand the moisture of your bones. It's going by your nerves. It's going to demand the moisture of your nerves. So your bones are going to get brittle. You're going to start to have pain. You understand? Because it also heats the body up. Sugar and salt turns the temperature up in the body. And so when the temperature starts to raise, a whole host of things start to happen because that container is not made to be hot. That container is made to be 98.6. Okay? But if you keep on eating food, sugar and salt, it's like eating coal. And so you're constantly keeping the heat in the system and you're raising it. And some of these things that we eat really raises the temperature. So sugar and salt are one the major ones. Coffee is major. It raises the temperature. You know, meat, you know, your beef, and believe it or not, your shrimp, your crabs, your seafood, they raise the temperature in the body. And so we just have to be very careful. We have to understand the property that the foods hold. Which you can find in Dr. Africa's book, The Health Dictionary. You can get it on our website, LailaAfrica.com. But once you bring knowledge to what you're doing and you find out what you're doing is something that's substandard, then you search for something else. So a lot of us may be addicted to eating bread. and white refined bread. So, but you know that there are breads that you can find, sprouted things you can find in the freezer, still gives you that jones that you're eating bread, but it's healthy, right?
It's healthy, right, right.
It's a choice, but you got to know how to make it the choice. A lot of us don't understand, and so that's why this awareness, we have to just yell it out as loud as we can, because McDonald's is yelling louder than us. Burger King is yelling louder than us. You know, we're trying to save each other. You know, we got to save the tribe. We got to come together as a people. And we have to say, you know what? We as African Americans need to arrest eating salt, because we have a higher propensity to blood pressure, to high blood pressure.
Yes. Wow. But, you it's so funny because, and again, it's not funny, but, you know, we have a notion as African-American people to, you know, we don't like bland food. And if we go over our other, you know, counterparts' houses or parties and they say, oh, my goodness, this food is so bland. You can tell ain't no black folk cook this. You know, we say stuff like that because we're used to over-salting and over-seasoning our food, and we think that it's not sufficient to taste unless it has an abundance of salt, sugar, spices, you know, things that disrupt the body mechanic system. And, I like you said before, we're addicted. We're addicted to those elements. Kind of hard to get used to eating things that don't have any salt. You're used to this. It tastes bland.
Well, you know, brother, we had to actually train ourselves to enjoy salt, because when salt first came into the body fought it and was like, oh, my gosh. If you in your infancy stages of eating salt, meaning when you started, salt used to give us headaches.
That's true.
Do you remember that day?
True.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's just salt in it. But the body has a system, it has a warning system inside of it. This is where our melanin comes into play, where our melanin gives us a higher amount of intelligence, and it tells us what we can and cannot do. So at first, when it gives you a headache, you're like, oh, my gosh, I shouldn't be doing that. So either you're not going to eat the salt or you're going to arrest doing it, or if you continue to do it, the body says, okay, you're going to keep on giving me salt. Now I'm craving the salt. So melanin is, you know, it can work for you. Or it can work for you in a manner that's not all that great. And that's why we're so good at sports. That's why we're, if you eat healthy, you can eat really healthy because your body gets addicted to it. So we need to just understand how our bodies function, who we are as a people, instead of thinking that we all are alike or not.
Wow. Wow. Very good. It's just really you have to change what our body begins to crave, because we've been feeding it the wrong things. If you continue to feed certain elements to your body, it's going to, you know, like Dr. Africa used to say, you're eating an emotion. And the same thing with, you know, the fast food and, you know, McDonald's. I mentioned earlier about having the sugar with the salt, because I've seen it to where people will go and say, oh, I want some ice cream from McDonald's, but I got to order me a large fry with it, because I can't just have my ice cream. I got to have my salt to go with it. You know, it's like they have to have both to fulfill that craving. I've seen it on many occasions.
It's an addiction. We only look at crack. We only look at meth. We only look at those things when we talk about addiction, but we need to call a spade a spade. When you are addicted to getting, you have to, a sweet jones, that's an addiction. We have an addiction to white sugar, addiction to salt. And when we start to call a spade and say, you know what, we're addicted, and we have to start to wean ourselves off of our addiction, we have to say, you know, just like anything else, you know, hello, I'm Dr. Stevenson, you know, I'm addicted to sugar. We have to be honest.
It's true.
Okay? We can start the recovery process. But it's been glazed over like it's okay. You know, they can say, you know what, you can't marijuana now. They want to, you know, regulate marijuana. They should regulate, you know, ice cream. They should regulate these sugar shops. They should be regulated.
Yeah.
But no, they're not regulated.
but they're addicting our children. You give your children, you know, one little piece of candy when they're young, and you turn them into sugar addicts. And then they get ADHD. And then you say, you know what, they need this Ritalin. It's like, no, you guys are feeding these babies the wrong thing.
Yeah, it's so true.
So it's, we so just true. Bringing knowledge to the table. It needs to, like, we need to treat food like a religion. And some religions do, but we really, as African Americans, need to be like, you know what, our kids, we know they're melanated, and we know that if we put them in whatever environment we put them in, they are going to crave it. So if you put your child in an environment where you're teaching them how to eat healthy, they will naturally evolve to wanting those healthy foods. They will resist the foods that are healthy for them. But if you start them off with foods that are addictive, it's very hard to break it. You understand? Because we're people think it's give a baby a like I saw somebody give a baby a sucker, and I'm like, oh my god, that's like giving him crack. Like,
yeah,
don't do
that's
that.
That's going immediately to his brain, his bloodstream.
Correct. And so it's just understanding. And I'm not judging anyone. I don't want anyone to feel bad. I ate so much sugar as a child. You would not even believe that. Stole sugar. I used to steal candy when I was like 9 years old to my classmates. That was my hustle. So I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know it was bad. I had no idea. But when you do find out and you understand the errors in your ways, you have to, you got to bring amends to it and say, you know what, I'm not going to do this anymore. And I'm not going to put it inside my body anymore. So I'm just using myself as an example because I know what it's like to be addicted to sugar. I know what it's like. And the effects of being addicted to sugar, it does so much to you. For females, it can give you heavy periods. For men, sugar addiction can not give you a staunch erection. Well, it's so much stuff that sugar does, and salt too. But we never think about these things when we're going through these challenges.
Amazing. Wow. All right. Well, Dr. Stevenson, we're going to take a quick break because we got a track next coming from International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O. Please take it away.
Oh, when it all,
this is the real one, baby.
I'm telling you, I love
South
you.
Shout out to up.
Oh, when it all,
South side. We gon' set this party off right. West side. We gon' set this party off right. Man, I promise. She's so self-conscious, she has no idea what she's doing in college. That major that she majored in don't make no money, but she won't drop out of parents to look at her funny. Now, tell me that ain't insecure. The concept of school seems so secure. Sophomore 3 years, ain't picked a career. She like, could I just stay down her and do it? Cause that's enough money to buy her a few pairs of new ears. Cause her baby daddy don't really care. She's so precious, with the peer pressure. Couldn't afford a car, so she named her daughter a yeah, it's so long that it looked like weave. And she cut it all off, now she look like Eve. And she be dealing with some issues that you can't believe. Single black female addicted to retail as well. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on. And when it all falls down, man, I promise. I'm so self-conscious, that's why you always see me with at least one of my watches. Rollies and posses and drove me crazy, I can't even pronounce nothing past that for safety. Then I spent $400 on this, just to be like, you ain't up on this. And I can't even go to the grocery store without some ones that's clean and a shirt with a team. We live in the American dream. The people high up got the lowest self-esteem. The prettiest people do the ugliest thing. For the road to riches and diamond rings. Shy because they hate us, floss because they the greatest. We trying to buy back our 40 acres. And for that paper, look how low we a suit. Even if you in a bench, you still in a coupe. Come on, and when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, and when it all falls down, I say the police,
that's how I treat them. We buy our way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. We'll buy a lot of clothes, but we don't really need them. Things we buy to cover up what's inside, cause they made us hate ourselves and love they wealth. That's why shorty's hollering where the ball is at. Drug dealer by Jordan, crack kid by crack, and the white man get paid off for all of that. But I ain't even gonna act totally other than that. I went to Jacob with 25 now. Before I had a house and I do it again, cause I wanna be on 106 and far, wishing the bands. I wanna act all horrific like it's all terrific. I got a couple past due bills, I won't get specific. I got a problem with spending before I get it. We all subconscious, I'm just the first to admit. Yeah, come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, Southside, Southside, we gon' set this party on right. Westside, Westside, we gon' set this party on right. Shottown, Shottown, we gon' show them how we get down. I'm telling you, just like a state bill, save my life.
Can't keep working like this. This grave is like a slave.
Okay, we're back, and Dr. Stevenson, we actually got a caller in queue. We're gonna bring them in so they can ask their question. Caller one, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hey, Seth, it's Ebony Dawn Starks, the commissioner of WBNN. Also known as E. Davis. How are you tonight?
Great, great.
Doing. Say hello to your guest. Hello.
Please, yes.
Hello, how are you? I'm sorry, there's a little bit of an echo, but I can hear you. Okay, here, let me fix that.
Is that better?
Wonderful.
Yeah. I did a little stupid Bluetooth. I can't get a new one. But I am truly, truly, truly enjoying the show. As soon as on the daily announcement, the success will be tonight. I cleared all plans tonight because he is one of my favorite chefs. So I had to tune in.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yes. So I do have some health questions. My husband and I went ahead and got some psyllium husk over the weekend. And I took, the directions said take 2 teaspoons and 8 ounces of water and drink immediately. And since then, I've been feeling kind of stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you recommend? Because I don't think I'm going to be taken out again. Or is there another way?
Well, are you trying to move your bowels? Is that the reason why you took it?
I was, it was recommended because it helps, you know, clean you out a little bit.
Okay, so I would tell you to take okra pods or flaxseed meal, and you can mix that.
Okay.
You can just take it and put a scoop in your mouth and just drink. But your food should be helping you to eliminate. And so while you're taking all these good things, it's going to help put the slime inside your intestinal wall. And like I say, I like okra pods and I like flaxseed meal. You definitely want to make sure that you're increasing your green leafy vegetables intake, okay?
Right. Okay?
That's very important. And you want to make sure that you're combining your foods correctly. So you want to make sure that you're doing protein with vegetables, and you want to do your carbohydrates with vegetables. So you just want to be more intentional on how you're eating.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I'm full vegan as of August, and Youssef has been helping me with some recipes. All right, so that definitely is making sense. I definitely try to be more mindful with my food intake and more greens. I got you.
Yes, ma'am. The greens alone will just, it'll boost you. Oh, my gosh. And then you should be drinking half your body in ounces of water. So make sure that you have a good amount of water inside of your body. And so say if you weighed 100 pounds, you take 50 ounces worth of water a day. And that's to keep from being dehydrated. So a lot of us sometimes we just don't have enough water intake inside of our intestines. to allow that, that fecal matter to move out smoothly.
Okay. Okay. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so happy. I was like, Salabache working.
I understand. Well, you keep it up, sis. You're doing good. You keep it up.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you. Right. Thank you. People don't know, but psyllium husk is very soluble fiber, and it expands once it gets into your system. So it actually can, if too much of it will make you more constipated than it will.
It's a bulking agent.
Very bulky, yes.
Yes.
But definitely
you
the green.
You on it.
Well, you know what? I'm saying it from my own personal experience because I've always reckoned I've been very. I listen to my body, and I, even though you know I don't always, you know, follow the instructions perfectly, but I know when my body is craving more greens and more vegetables because I can tell immediately the effects of what it does to, it's telling me it's been trying to eliminate all this bad stuff. So if I start filling up on a bunch of greens and maybe some chickpeas or something like that and drink more water, I'm a whole lot better than when I eat the starchy foods. And, you know, I've really been trying to fine-tune my eating habits now with getting rid of more of the starch and the breads and stuff like that, you know, especially when you talk about the white refined bread, flour and sugar, trying to get rid of all of that because it just really, I'm finding out how sluggish it makes me. And I'm vegan, but one of the problems that I noticed that vegans have is that we eat too many carbs.
There you go. Tell it, Yusef. And you talk about it.
You know, I'm going to tell on myself because I'm, you know, I want to help the family out. But, you know, that's one of the things that we have to really watch as being plant-based eaters. You don't want to fill yourself up on a whole bunch of carbs, rice, potatoes, breads, crackers, stuff like that. And also want to really watch eating a lot of the fake meats. I'm really getting away from that. Because I'm finding out these fake meats and, you know, they give you the texture and the satisfaction of having that taste and flavor of the meat that you're used to eating. However, because it's not directly from a plant, it's plant-based because they may put one element of plant, like pea protein or something in there that they can still call it plant-based. But it's really that pea protein plus a paragraph full of chemicals. So you're eating a chemical burger. You're eating a chemical patty, pretty much. It's not healthy at all.
Yeah, and Yosef, let me tell you something. We don't understand, like, the fake chicken and stuff like that is so high in soy that a lot of people are getting thyroid tumors, heavy cycles, enlarged prostate as a result of transitioning and overdoing those type of things. The fake chicken nuggets out there, just, I know the idea of saying, you know what, this is not chicken. They think that it's a safe place, but it was not made to replace, you know, the consumption amount. You know, if you do it once, you know, every two or three months, okay. But I don't prescribe the soy, but I'm just saying, like, there are certain things out there that are healthier than others. No, we do too much of it, and it's very detrimental to us. So you have hit the nail on the head when you have brought that forward. We have to be very careful of that. And when I hear people say that I'm vegan or I'm vegetarian, it's like saying I have a pair of LeBrons on or I have a Nike
hat. Oh, my God. We're going to talk about that, too, Dr. Stevenson. I'm going to bring on the next caller, but we're going to definitely address that because I have the same pet peeve with hearing that statement from people. And as a matter of fact,
wait a minute.
Myself.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Chef Yosef. And, of course, Dr. Stevenson. Thank you so much for being on our program right here at WBN. And usually, like I said, when I come on a show, something moves me. And since I'm a proprietor, I'm going to talk. First of all, Dr. Stevenson and my chef, let's go there right now. I'm a person that, you know, I do not claim myself. I don't have LeBron to wear Jordans. So, right? I'm a person that I'm not a vegetarian or vegan. I don't, you know, I mean, that's color thing, you know, whatever. But Dr. Stevenson, I do love that Beyond Burger. So, Chef Yosef, you saying that, you know, is that fake meat I'm not supposed to eat? Because that vegan sausage in the morning, bro, with that olive oil, man, tastes real good. So is it a problem with me right now?
No, I'm not gonna say it's a problem. I tell you what, that's a better choice than your pork Bob Evans sausage.
You don't eat pork, I have not eaten pork since 1991. You know that, man. So,
all right, but that's a better alternative.
Okay, all right. Because I'm going to tell you something, Dr. Stevenson. I'm going to talk to you real quick before I bring on these callers. Dr. Stevenson, I love me some vegan sausage in the morning. I also love grilling that vegan burger. You know what I mean? I don't eat that Bubba burger because I think that's where it is fake meat. Okay? There's no such thing as a sweet onion veggie burger. Something is wrong with that. I'm not eating that. Okay? I think it's an elixir of the devil. But, however, I do love meat. Some regular vegan burgers on the grill. I think that vegan burgers, you know, in a skillet or pan seared, or that's nasty to me, you know. But if it's grilled, that, you know, that nice fire, you know, of course we're going to say that the Kingsford charcoal is poison, right? Well, give me that poison. I'm going to eat that too. but Dr. Stevenson, how you feel about being on my next call right here with the brother Chef Yosef?
How do I feel about the Beyond? Is that what you're asking me, or about
yes,
the
indeed.
Burger?
Yes, everything I said, I want you to expound.
I want to bring a challenge to you because we still have to make sure that we're coming to a new mindset. So the mindset that we have is that we have to have this sausage in the morning. Why can't you have greens in the morning? Why can't you have a salad in the morning? And so, okay, if you want to have the vegan sausage one day, but the other day should be mixed with a different variety of food, you know. And when we talk about breaking your fast, what time are we eating these foods? Because your body is in elimination all the way to 12 noon, okay? So 12 noon is when you should start to, you know, ingest what you're going to get for the
day. Oh, I'll ask that question. I answer that question to you. Thank you for the challenge, Doc. But let me tell you, I eat at 12, between 11 and 12 every day. And these days, I want the whole internet radio world to know that the proprietor does not always eat vegan sausage every day. No. Let me expound. I said I like vegan sausages. But, however, okay. I'm a fan of kale salads in the morning. I'm a fan of any type of greenery. So, you know, to be as pretty as I am, you know, and my skin is so beautiful, and I can kiss myself, tastes good too. But my point is that, you know what I mean, I take care of my body at 51. You know what I'm saying? If you saw me, like, damn, he don't look 51. But thank you, Doc. And the challenge has been accepted 5 years ago.
All right. Well, see, you know what? See, you just left a very important part of your story out. Because, you know, we're our minds are conditioned to think that we need bacon or the fake bacon or sausage or the fake egg or the pancakes or the we're conditioned for these kind of things. And so my challenge comes into I step outside of that. And so I eat greens in the morning. That's what I do. You understand?
Yes.
So I eat fruits in the morning. Things that are crazy inside of my body. So, what you're saying, my brother,
You're on it. Wait a minute.
I'm just saying, Doc. I mean, I didn't leave anything out. I'm a sensationalist and I'm a journalist, and that's why we are great on this network. Just to get you to make you, you know, hey, brother O, I got a challenge for you, man. That's what we do, man. So I thank you. How about that one?
That's wonderful.
All right, let's go to the next caller, man. Caller number two, what you going to do right here at Chef Yosef's house of vegan sausage?
Yeah. Hello, everybody. How are you tonight, Chef Yosef and
oh,
to
my
Dr.
Friend,
Melanie?
Dr.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm enjoying the show tonight. And Dr. Melanie, now, are you a naturopath?
I am. I'm a holistic practitioner. Let's clarify that, though. I'm glad you asked me that question because you know what? That's a loaded question. So Dr. Africa, he has a course that he taught, and the course is still going. I teach the course. You could become a naturopath through the District of Columbia, and you could become a licensed naturopath or holistic practitioner. They did away with that, say, almost like 8 to 10 years ago. So, of course, I'm grandfathered in, but what they did was they kind of took that caveat away, and they only reserved it for MDs now, where you didn't have to be an MD to be a naturopath, okay?
Right.
So I just want to let you know what the difference between all of this is. They're clear. So, sorry, sweetheart. I'm glad that you said that because I like to set the record straight.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Well, I'm a naturopathic doctor and also a holistic health practitioner, and I am so glad to hear a fellow woman in the same field. So that's awesome, awesome, awesome. And you said quite a few things I always tell people, especially about eating in the morning. And I always call it breaking the fast because during the night we're asleep. Our body is at rest and we're fasting because we're not eating. So when we wake up in the morning, that is breaking the fast. And the very first thing actually that we should actually put into our bodies is water. In the morning when we wake up, and then to eat fruit in the morning because fruit is going to provide us with the energy we need for the day. So if we're eating fresh fruit in the morning, that's the best way to start with something raw instead of something cooked. And Brother O, if you're Beyond Meat, the Beyond brand is actually now one of the better brands because of the ingredients. So the Beyond brand, they have the pea, they have the different legumes in the Beyond burger, and they have a lot of different vegetables that they make into that Beyond burger, and then the beet powder, of course, the beet juice. And so that is a very excellent choice of burger and sausage.
Deputy Commissioner. I love that. You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm a genius.
He's right.
Yeah, and then the other thing, you know, I like about it, at first, when I first saw those come out, and I'm like, you know what, what is that? It looked like blood coming out, but there was a beet juice and the pomegranate juice in there, you know, but that's a good burger. So that's actually the burger I eat now. That's one of my favorites now. Now, when I've been a vegan since 1977, Dr. Melanie, and, you know, back then it wasn't too many choices of stuff. So it was like, you know, tofu, couscous, and, you know, your salads, and then they had other little things in the health food stores that you could get to make your own burgers and different things like that. So that's what I used to do. But now, like, veganism has came such a long way. Today you go into a market and it's, you know, you see so many different brands of these plant-based meats. And, you know, before it wasn't called plant-based. They just started calling it plant-based over the past year.
Right.
So now they're calling them plant-based burgers, plant-based this, plant-based that. And when I became a vegan, you know, a few years after, they came out with the Morningstar Farms brand, and that's what my children grew up on. My oldest daughter is 40, and my youngest child is 20. Well, 21. She just turned 21. The oldest will be 41 in June. And I have 8 kids. So all of them were born vegan. and they grew up on the Morningstar farms, and they are all, like, totally healthy. None of them ever had immunizations or anything, because I don't believe in any of that stuff. Ooh. And so it's, like, the way to go, people, because it's healthy. Stop eating that meat. It's healthier not to eat it. Fruits and vegetables, you know, they actually provide everything that we need in, you know, the legumes. You know, we can get everything on the food pyramid without the use of meats. And, you know, it's a healthy way. I've never been sick a day in my life. I'll be 59 this year, and I feel totally great. I'm, like, so full of energy all the time, and it's just a way of life, and it's a healthy way to live. And I thank you tonight for being a guest on there with Chef Youssef. I am so glad to hear another female that is in the same field.
Likewise, Sissy, you sound great. Let me tell you something, and you deserve a great applause for raising some strong babies. We need to ask like you. You have the guidance to heal us, so you continue on what you're doing. It's a wonderful thing.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And you keep on doing what you do. And now you're in Washington?
I'm in Ohio and Indiana.
In Ohio and Indiana. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Yep. All right. Wonderful. And God bless, and keep on spreading the knowledge for our people.
Thank you, and likewise, my sister.
Calling Dr. Chinchilla. I think we have another caller in queue. Just by the way, Dr. Chinchilla is one of our fellow hosts, and she is an award-winning Linear New Host of the Year. So congrats to Dr. Chinchilla for that. Yeah. So we have
kudos. You know what? She has the knowledge, and we need that.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So we, you know, she's been a guest on my show a couple of times. We talked about eating our way out of disease and being addicted to those foods that cause the disease. So she has a wide array of knowledge when it comes to that. So you have definitely come to add some icing onto the cake, the vegan cake. And I'm so glad that you...
Anybody don't eat no vegan cake, because nobody don't eat that. That's nasty.
All right. you stay behind the scenes until it's time for the next song, and let me continue to talk to Dr. Stevenson. I'm going to bring you some vegan cake, too, because we got some good ones at the restaurant.
Oh, man. I'm going to bring on the next caller right now, Dr. Stevenson. I ain't going for that. Call number three. You're live with my cause and the great Dr. Melanie Stevenson on these WN Networks.
Hi, peace and blessings, Dr. Stevenson, and peace and blessings, Chef.
How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Hi. I'm a fellow host. I'm Sister Bessie.
Sister Bessie.
I'm in. Yes. I have a statement that I want to ask Dr. Stevens about. Recently, I found out that 30% of the fruit that's in the markets have lead in it. And also, the foods to the lead in the indigenous people, melanated people, the lead stays in the body longer. But in Caucasians, the lead releases from their body. But what I found out, as far as the market's concerned with the fruits, 30% has lead in it. Also, the foods have 75% less nutrients in it, because I found out that the foods are a lot of our foods are genetically modified, which a lot of our foods come from other countries. The farms that we used to have all over America, we don't have them as much. I found out that the modified food has numbers on it, And it used to be starting from 4 to 8 to 9, but the majority of the foods with the identification number that we often see in the markets is having only the 4 number, which is the food that is has very little nutrients in them. So I know that when we eat our foods, we have to replace those nutrients that we don't have, because I found out that this is the reason why a lot of us are getting so fat, because there's no nutrients. So what I began to do, and I want your opinion on this, Dr. Stevenson, I began to use sea moss, which sea moss has 91% nutrients and minerals in them to replace the nutrients that we do not get from the vegetables and the food we are eating. And also, a lot of the foods that vegans eat has soy in it. And we had a black inventor that the military went to because they wanted to make plastic. And he gave them the knowledge from soy. So a lot of our babies are being fed with soy, which creates plastic. So I just want to get your thoughts on that, far as the lead concern, the nutrients that are gone in the food, and the best way to supplement those nutrients that we are not getting.
Okay, well, I always, you know, we'll spend a lot of money on our clothes. We'll buy a nice house and we'll have a nice car. But when it comes to going to the grocery store, we do not want to spend the adequate amount of money on our nutrition. We don't see it as an issue when we go to the restaurants. And I say that to say this, it is really imperative that you try to eat as close to organic as you can. You got to do the best you can, because we know that the foods are being messed with. So you try to eat close to organic. That's the first thing. And they're organic in different stores. You can find organic in Whole Foods to Walmart, okay? So try to eat as close to organic. That's the first thing. The second thing is I tell everyone, because we don't have the nutrient content in our foods, because the soil is robbed of the nutrient content. The soil that the food is grown in doesn't have the nutrients in it. So it is very imperative that you take a multivitamin and mineral inside of your body every day so that you can have what you need on a daily basis. Because if you don't actually take the multivitamin and mineral and your foods are void of the multivitamins and minerals that it actually takes you to be able to see, to be able to think, your body just won't take it from you. It'll take it from your nerves, your arteries, your veins, your bones, your blood. So you're robbing yourself just to be able to function on a daily basis. So that's the couple of things that you have identified. Sea moss. Sea moss has salt in it. Am I correct?
Yes. Some people can't take it. Yes.
Okay. So I want to be clear about the sea moss. Sea moss, and I believe it's almost like the Louis Vuitton purse that I was speaking of. We got to be careful, because our people suck a lot of high blood pressure. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so when they think that, you know, I'm taking this substance right here and it's giving me all these nutrients, but you got high blood pressure. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we got to be very careful to identify who we are and who can do it and who should, like, kind of like not do it as much and who should stay away from it. So I don't believe in one thing kills everything. I believe that you look at a body. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. Do you know about dose and Irish moss? Does dose have salt in it also?
So where are we talking about sodium chloride? Or are we talking about sodium? Okay, so sodium chloride is the bleach with salt. And so when you do like the Himalayan salt and things that come, that's sodium chloride. You understand that? Things that are naturally occurring in your vessels, that's sodium. So we just have to identify what exactly what we're talking about. Then we can talk about exactly, you know, if we should be ingesting it and how our body assimilates or how our body can use it or not use it. So, yes, you just have to be very careful. So, like I'm saying, if you're a person that suffers with blood pressure issues or circulatory issues, where there's salt, there's a loss of moisture. And so you begin to have a whole nother problem inside the body. So I just try to let people – I try to help them to become more mindful of the things that are out on the market and knowing their bodies and what their bodies can assimilate and what it can break down and what it can use.
Yes, because a lot of products have salt in it in the market too, right?
They start off
yes,
with
ma'am.
Salt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ma'am, that's
so
what
you have to read. Yes, you have to read the ingredients on the products that you buy. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You are absolutely correct. I mean, you're on it now. Oh. Anything that comes from the sea, you have to think about the salt content.
Salt.
Yes.
Right.
Okay? You just have
to
be careful of that. And so that those are very good observations that you brought forth, and you know what? Knowledge is power, and you're actually doing the research. So continue, my sister. Continue what you're doing. You know, everything that's closer to the earth, the more you get closer to the vegetables and the herbs, it's the best way to go for us. So we just have to be careful. And everything is in moderation. Moderation, moderation, moderation. And we tend to go overboard when we do things. So now we got this whole what is it called, sea moss thing. It's like everybody's talking about sea moss, and it's like a fad. So I just throw up a flag and say, just be careful. That's my only caution.
Yes. Thank you so much for
thank
your
you
answer. The soy. I had the question about the soy and soy in the foods and in the baby's formulas. Soy.
Yeah. Well, my suggestion is to stay away from soy. Soy was not meant for us to ingest on a daily basis. It just wasn't. Like I say, we overdo everything. You want to get that child into the most whole food that you can get them into. You don't want to start putting them into soys and sugars and salts. So I would say no to that. The breast milk is the best thing going. So just try to go put the closest to nature there is.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank
you're
you for
welcome.
Calling.
You take care.
Okay. Oh, hello?
Yes.
Oh, I'm Sister Bessie the Truther. My show is on March the 4th. And the same time. And I'm also I won an award this year, and I was nominated for the International Hall of Fame in 2021.
Congratulations.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Wait a minute. Let's go and say it right, Sister Bessie. She was she won the award for the Anna Waddell Award winning new host of the year, voted by her peers last year in 2021. And the great Anna Waddell is an ancestral angel to our network. You know, outstanding performances and poetry. And we hope, right, Sister Bessie, that she gets into the Hall of Fame this year. Right, Bess?
Yes, I didn't say it right. My apologies.
Don't go there. It's okay. But, of course, she is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting nominee for the class of 2021. Thank you, Sister Bessie.
Wonderful.
Peace.
Very good.
Thanks for calling in. So, Dr. Stevenson, we were talking earlier about this whole fad thing where people seem to think, oh, well, I'm vegan, and you're not. Like, you know, it's almost like people used to say in school, you're not one of the cool kids. So it's like, you know, we've gotten this whole fad notion now, like, you know, it's a separation of class. If you're vegan and then everybody else is, you know, they just eat whatever they eat. And I think it's really bad. People
it
that
is.
Strive to being vegan aren't necessarily healthier. because some of their habits are really bad.
They're horrible. Correct. Mm-hmm. But not all of them, but some of them, just because they're not taking in animal products, you know, they still eat a lot of sugar. They still eat a lot of bread. They still eat a lot of carbohydrates.
Right.
You know, they rice it out. They have a lot of pasta. They eat a lot of potatoes, beans. They are starch-centered people. Which is not healthy. We have to stay within the rules of the body. And just because you're vegan doesn't make you healthy. Just because you're vegetarian doesn't make you healthy. So I just try to tell people, just follow the rules, 15% protein, 15% raw fat, 70% green leafy carbohydrates. Out of that 10%, make it a food combining, carbohydrates only with vegetables, protein only with vegetables, and do not drink and eat at the same time. Let's just start following the rules. You break the rules, you break the law of the body, you get punished.
That's very true. That's a good perspective. I like the way that you put that. We got one more track coming from Brother O. Take it away, Brother O. What up?
We at war. We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves. God show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The Midwest is young and restless, so restless might snatch your necklace. The next thief might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell me who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow where death is. Top floor, if you alone, I leave you breathless. Try to catch it, kinda hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, and I check the method. They be asking us questions, harassed and arrested, saying we eat pieces of like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces. What's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act a fool, but I'll be gone till November, I got packs to move. I hope God show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrong. I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid because we ain't spoken so long. God show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrong. I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid because we ain't spoken so long. To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the scribbles.
Jesus was with them.
To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah.
Jesus was with them.
Now hear he, wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary. Cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features. We're here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers, the way Kathleen needed Regis, that's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single dog, Radio Neeson. They say you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Well, if this take away from my sins, which it probably take away from my ends, then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the day that I'm dreaming about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out. God show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
Okay. So, Dr. Stevenson, you said something I wanted to go back to, and maybe you can bring some light and help us understand better what types of food go into these groups that we really should eat. Like, you know, we talk about trying to stay away from certain carbohydrates. What are some good, healthy carbohydrates to eat as a plant-based eater and some good, healthy proteins? without eating, like, the fake stuff?
Well, you know, this is what I like to suggest. I like to suggest that people get the hemp protein powders in the morning, get a hemp protein or a pea protein, you know, get an organic one, a plant-based one from a health food store. And I like to tell them, put it in there, and I like to have them take some raw fat, so a raw nut butter, blend that up in the morning and take that just so you can get the protein that your body needs to be able to exist, okay, to be able to function at its high level. But you got couscous. You got so many different grains out there. You want to look for grains, you know, as far as, like, instead of white rice, you want wild rice. You don't want they, you can go get organic falafel, which is made with spelt, okay, semolina. Okay. These are all things that are alternatives. Black rice is very good. If you want spaghetti, just get a semolina. There is always an organic, there's an organic alternative to the white refined things that won't give us the nutrient content that we need. So as far as getting the protein, I really like to send them to a protein powder, to be honest with you. I don't want them to eat a Beyond Burger and say that that was my amount of protein that I need.
Right.
That wouldn't be my choice. Like, you can eat the Beyond Burger. That's fine. I love it myself. However, you want to have a protein powder inside of your body that has all the nutrients in it so that you know for sure that your body's getting the protein that it needs.
Mm. Now, what about what about beans as far as sources of protein?
Well, you know, the beans aren't ripe. So that's why I always...
Ripe?
Beans are not ripe. When we get our beans, they are not ripe. Okay?
Oh,
so
wow.
The nutrient content is less. You understand?
Oh,
so
wow. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the beans that we get in the store, they're... Ripe beans. Most ripe beans are green. We get them, they're brown.
Okay. Now, what about, should we sprout them if we're going to eat them like that? Should we sprout beans to get them to their ripened state or just pretty much try to eat smaller amounts than what we normally eat?
Okay, so now we have to make sure we're specific on exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about protein. We're talking about getting protein in our diet, and you're saying, can I get the protein from the beans? And I'm telling you that is not an optimal place to get protein from because they're not ripe. So even if you sprout them, that's cool, but I would rather you get a plant-based protein. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So you sure enough that you got protein in your system, and you're not playing the casino, Russian roulette, with whether or not you're
– okay. Now, how much protein? I get what you mean, but you just enlightened me to something I never knew. I didn't know anything about the ripened state of beans when we buy them in the store. I'm thinking beans are beans. I didn't know that, you know, they go even further than what we, you know, if they were still on the vine or in the ground or whatever. So what's a good or the proper amount of protein is that we should consume? Like, because I've heard all types of different theories. Some people say 1.5 grams per your weight, or, you know, 35 grams of protein for every 100 pounds that you are. I don't know. I don't know what that is, what the right number is.
So the Dr. African method and his in what he actually put out there for the amounts of protein, okay, so you have a plate. What you're eating in a full day, what you're eating in a full day should be protein. Only 15% of that should be raw fat, like avocados, raw nuts and seeds. But 70% of that should be green leafy carbohydrates, so your greens, and only 10% of that should be a part of your starchy carbs. So you got to look in a whole day of exactly what you're ingesting.
Oh, wow.
And then you get it from there. Do you understand? So most people will do a half of everything is protein and the other half is a starchy carb. So that plate is out of balance. So you're breaking a law.
A little small thing of salad or some greens or whatever.
There you go. You break. You, let me tell you something. The human body, it has laws. You break the laws, there's consequences. It's called diseases and disorders. We just don't know the law, and we don't. And when we do know the law, we still break it. So it's just like speeding or anything else. You know, you get caught, you're gonna pay. You're gonna pay for it. But the body, you pay for it every time. You get caught every time.
Yeah.
Everything that you in your mouth, if you violated it, it's an immediate punishment for you.
Mm.
The court date is immediate.
It is. Wow. You really just turned my whole food theology around, so to speak. And, you know, because one of the things that vegans mostly we encounter when people say, oh, you're vegan, so where do you get your protein? You know, that's the whole thing. You got to have protein, protein this, protein that. You should have more protein. You know, and you can overdo it with the protein, especially if you're getting it from, like, the fake meat sources.
And you have to challenge yourself and say, how much protein am I actually getting from the fake meat? You don't really know.
Yeah, you don't know. Because you can't really go by the chart.
I eat meat. Some people say that I eat meat. I'll eat a cow. I'll eat, like, chicken and stuff like that so I can get protein. But you're actually dealing with a middleman. Those animals that you're eating, they're vegetarians. So think about it. This is Dr. Africa's information. This will never change. So instead of eating it from the cow or the bull, you know what I'm saying? Just go straight to the plant.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That is good. Well, we are unfortunately about to come to a close, Dr. Stevenson. It's been more than a pleasure having you on the show. And you know we got to do this again because we got to do like a part two and a part three and a part four and keep going. So I want to give you space to give your final thoughts on what we talked about, and also please share your information, how people can get in touch with you, talk about your classes, your supplements that you offer on your website. Just put it out there so the family can know about where to find you.
Thank you so much. I just want to start by saying if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be on live today. You actually reached out to me, and it's a pleasure, and thank you so much for allowing me to be on your platform. It is my duty. It's why I'm here. I'm going to carry my husband's legacy. He has the Dr. Laila Africa Method if you want to become a certified nutritional counselor. He has an online course that's 7 months at your pace that you can take, or I teach a three-part nutritional counseling course teaching the Dr. Laila Africa Method. Well, we're teaching you what blood pressure means. We're teaching you what acid and alkalinity means. We teach you how to do your urine sample. You get a urinalysis. You need to know exactly what's going on in the body. And so we do teach. So you can get in touch with us at, I'm going to give you my email address, drmelanie16@yahoo.com. Or you can call us at area code 440-915-2432. Or you can go to our website, which is my husband's name, LailaAfrica.com. And so on our site, my husband was so, he loved us, that's first and foremost, and he gave his life so that we could be free and understand how to eat and how to eat to live. So he made supplements that is for high blood pressure, that's for diabetes, that's for poor circulation, fibroids, so many things that he has. It's 28 supplements that he actually has a proprietary blend on. And so if you need something and you want a healthy alternative, please go to the site, LailaAfrica.com, I'm sorry, and you'll actually hear him explain exactly why his supplements work. And the human body has been around for thousands of years, hundreds of thousands of years, and it hasn't changed yet. So neither has the plant that God left us. So as long as you understand that you try to abide as close to earth as you can, you understand just the quality of life. Just, we have to hold each other up. We want to have the quality of life, and we want to bring these babies up to be strong and healthy. So I know I said a lot, but thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And I just look forward to, you know, brother, you know, we're together, we're family. And it's going to take the family. It takes a village for us to rise up.
Yes, yes. Such a pleasure to have you, Dr. Stevenson. Thank you so much for coming on. And like I said, this will not be the last time. You are definitely part of the Eating on a Spiritual Level family. So we definitely going to have you back for another broadcast. And we'll stay in touch because I'm going to take part in some of those classes that you have going on and also get some of those supplements. Because I want to fine-tune where I'm going to, even just so I can be better for the people I'm trying to help. And now we have Ngozi time. We're going to Brother O. Take it away.
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks that counted that Robbie be on this program tonight and all the people that called in. You knew who you were. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're Ngozi Time at Twitter and Instagram, also Pinterest. And on Facebook at OLW Malay Ngozi. Any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight? OLEDELE.NGOZBA.MY.COM. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, O.M. Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all our listeners at Armed Force Radio Network. Join us and in for tomorrow's program. Man, oh, man, we have another intern, guys. So, committee, get yourself together. We'll be voting again for a man that is a legend all around the world, an impressionist. And he's been on a lot of our shows, including our Battle of Network Stars since its beginning in 2019. The wonderful John Monforto will be on tomorrow night. And what more can I say? 9:30 Eastern Standard Time at WBNN. Also at Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com. Let's end our programming tonight with the outstanding chef. You know, Trenton makes the world taste. The wonderful chef yourself. You have 2 minutes left to go in the program.
All right. Thank you so much for all that called in, all my listeners, and listening to Eating on a Spiritual Level with Chef Yosef. Thank you again, Dr. Stevenson, for coming on, being a part and a guest on the show. And we are just trying to get the word out, trying to get you to be more cognizant of your health and to eat in a way where it can promote more health and less disease, eating away from disease and eliminating foods that cause disease and disorder in the body. We are here to share information. Everything is for educational information and entertainment purposes so that you can help go do your own research and find out what can help you to be more healthy and more cognizant of your eating habits. Well, until next time, we will be signing off and hope to see you back and hear you back on the show, Eating on a Spiritual Level with Chef Yosef. Good night.